Well, having the teens done a good job tonight. Up next, I want to tell you what we've had at Landmark Christian School the last couple days. We've had our fine arts competition with the FCAA. That's 2 days of competition here. We host it, and there's all sorts of different events in it. There's solos and ensembles, and there's music competitions and speech competitions, and Miles, who actually sang, he placed in the male solo competition. And someone else who placed in one of the competitions, there was a preaching competition. And one of our teenagers, he's been called to preach. He's been called to be a missionary, I believe. And he's going to deliver us a message tonight, something that he preached for the fine arts competition, and he did place second in that competition out of the whole state. So we're real proud of him, so make sure to give him your attention. And Ben, go ahead and give us a message.
Hello. I'm a little nervous, but I want to thank the church for just giving me this opportunity to preach in front of you. If you had asked me probably 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago when I got to this church and told me that I was going to be preaching here my junior year at the school, I would probably have called you a liar. So it's just a blessing to be able to be up here and just this opportunity that the Lord has given me, and that I just have such a good church family. And I want to thank all the teen workers and all the people at school, the staff that have just encouraged me and helped me a lot and helped me to grow and just be able to be up here, and all the encouragement and prayer that I know the church has been giving me and the rest of the teen group. I know it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to them as well. And we don't always say thank you, but I, for the teen group, will thank you for all of your prayers that you've given us and everything else that you've given us, church. If you open up your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6. The Lord placed this sermon on my heart a few months ago, and it's worked in my heart, and I hope it'll work in yours as well. I do not preach as long as Pastor Parsons, so you do not have to worry about that. Chapter 6, verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for just allowing me to have this opportunity, Lord, and I pray that you would just use me as an instrument, speak through me, Lord, and just to let me give this message to your people. And Lord, I just thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us and allowing us to come here to church. Lord, I pray that you'd bless this service. I ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. So, who was Paul writing to? The whole book of Ephesians, it's named after the people he wrote to. The Ephesians, these were the people, the saved believers at Ephesus. And this message that he was giving them, this letter that he gave to them, it wasn't to the lost people. It wasn't to the people that did not know the Lord. It was to the saved Christians. And if you're saved here today, which I believe many of you are, and if you're not, I pray that you would come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Amen. And that you would accept him, because your life can't change. Your life won't be better if you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. And you just need him to be able to find peace and strength to go on. And like I said, Paul was writing to the saved believers at Ephesus. And as Christians, us, we're the saved believers. This applies to us as well. This is not applied to the lost man. It applies to us, the saved, because this is what God has commanded us to do. As Christians, we must be ambassadors. That's what Paul was talking about. He told the Ephesians that he was an ambassador in bonds to speak boldly as I ought to speak, because he wanted to make known the mystery of the gospel. Each one of us are representing Christ as we go day by day. We are representing Christ like the girls' softball team. Each one of them wore a landmark jersey. They represented Landmark, whether they liked to or not. They represented Landmark when they were on the field, and I believe they did it well. like we should, we represent Jesus Christ. Yeah. No matter where we go, when we go to the grocery store, even when we're at home in the privacy of our home, we have a testimony of Jesus Christ. We are 24/7 representing Jesus Christ wherever we go, wherever we find ourselves. We are giving someone a testimony, a witness of Jesus Christ in our life. And so what do we do as ambassadors? Well, the Webster's 1828 dictionary tells us that an ambassador is a minister of the highest rank employed by one prince or state at the court of another to manage the public concerns of his own prince or state and representing the power and dignity of his sovereign. We have a sovereign, Jesus Christ. And we have been sent by him. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." We've been sent by our sovereign. We've been sent by our King, Jesus Christ. Just like ambassadors are in the world, we have been sent by God to represent Jesus Christ on this earth. And we are recruiting for our home. We must reach the word and teach those who believe in Jesus Christ how to follow God. If you're not, this church has so much soul winning things that we do. The college goes soul winning every Wednesday. The teens go soul winning every Wednesday. The Fishers of Men and the Foster Club, they go every Saturday. Every single day, almost, Landmark is sending someone to give someone the gospel. And I'm so thankful for that. And if without that, so many of us probably would not have been here in this church if that was not the case. And because of that, think of all the people that we can reach. Think of all the people that don't know Jesus Christ in this city. New people are moving in every single day. And just in this city alone, imagine the county, the surrounding counties, and even just the whole state. There's so many people that we need to tell people about Jesus Christ because they need to know. If they don't know, if they don't have someone to tell them, how can they know? And God tells us that we have been sent. God tells us that we are ambassadors to represent him in this world, to tell other people about Jesus Christ and what he has done in our lives. We must continue to walk in faith, in spirit, and for God's glory. Some people are watching how we run our race. In Hebrews 12:1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." We have people that are looking at us everywhere we go, a cloud of witnesses. There's people around us, watch how we run our race, how we live day to day. People are always watching us. And even if you have a perfectly good day and you maybe get mad once, people see that. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's sinful to sometimes you might get mad because of some unfortunate thing that happens through the day, but people see that. And that gives them a testimony about Jesus Christ. Whether you want to or not, what you do every single day, even the smallest things that you don't think about, someone sees that and they'll be like, "That Christian just did that." Right. See, people, once they find out you're a Christian, they're going to look at every single thing that you do. Yeah. And we have to just be ready. And I know I go to Christian school, and you know, oftentimes I do slip up. And I probably do not represent Christ as I should. But you know, if you ask the Lord for forgiveness and just ask him for the strength to go on, because oftentimes the times that we mess up, we're working in the flesh. We're not working by the Spirit. The Bible tells us to be filled with the Spirit and to mortify the flesh. We have to die to ourselves and we have to live for Jesus Christ and live through the Spirit.
Amen.
We must find strength in the Lord and faint not on this mission. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." We all have a ministry. We all see, you know, when you go to your job, your coworkers, they're your witnesses. That's your mission field. Your coworkers, your family, that's your mission field. And for us in school, the people around us, our schoolmates, that's our mission field. We don't have to wait till we graduate, or for us college students or high school students, we don't have to wait for us to graduate to witness. And for all the older people in here, you guys can still witness to other people, and you can witness to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of you have just such great testimonies, and I love spending time with you elder people in the church, because you just have so much good testimonies, so much stories that I just love to learn from. And, you know, if you take your time out of the day to talk to even just one of us teens, it means a lot to us. And you can witness to save people, to help them, encourage them, and you can witness to people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, because they need to know. In Ephesians 6:10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." It doesn't tell us be strong in our flesh. It doesn't tell us be strong in our minds. It doesn't tell us to be strong in what we've been taught. It tells us to be strong in the Lord, because that's the only way we can find strength. Because if once we work in the flesh, we get tired. A lot of the times sometimes we can get lazy. But if we have the Lord on our side, like Brother Bert asked me, he asked me if I was prayed up. And, you know, that's what we have to do every single day. We have to pray. We have to read our Bibles. We have to be prayed up to work day to day in the Spirit, in the Lord's power, not our own.
Amen.
Olympic marathon runners represent their country when they run, as should we represent Jesus Christ as we run our race, our ministry. We can have confidence in Jesus Christ to give us the strength we need to run his race for his glory. So whenever those Olympic runners, they win the race and they get that gold medal, that doesn't count for them. That counts for their country. You see, as we run our race, when we get a gold medal, when we get our crowns, when we lead someone to the Lord, when we do what's right, that doesn't count for us. At least it should not. We can't work in the flesh and let it count for ourselves. We have to get ourselves out of focus. We need to focus on the Lord. And those gold medals that we win, that counts for Jesus Christ. That counts for our country, which is not, it's not this world. It's not any country of this world, but our country, our home is in heaven. And that's what it counts for. It counts for Jesus Christ, our sovereign. Lastly, we must make sure we do all these things with compassion. True compassion comes from the desires of our hearts. If you don't desire to see people saved, if you don't have that desire, you won't do anything. If you don't love people like Jesus loved you, you won't do anything. You have to have that desire in your heart to live for God, to love people, and to tell them about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ showed us what love looks like. Every single time he got whipped, every single time that his hair was plucked from his beard, that crown of thorns placed upon his head, that was love. We have to have that love in our hearts to keep going for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Only then can we make a difference.
Amen.
In Jude, verse 21 and 22, the Bible tells us, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference." Jesus Christ showed us that compassion. And he showed us the love. He showed us the love. And he died on the cross for our sins. And it's selfish of us to not tell people about that. It's selfish when we keep that to ourselves. It's not right. And we should feel ashamed of ourselves when we do. But God loves us. He forgives us. Even when we don't do what's right, he forgives us. So thankful for that. And we can have strength in the Lord, keep doing what's right, and to give a testimony to those around us. God has given all of us a mission field to reach. Are you willing to reach it? Amen.
Amen.
Did a great job, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, don't want to add too much other than to just remind us a little bit what he said, that every one of us are to be ambassadors. Amen. Tonight, as we head towards an invitation, I want you to focus in on your heart and mind and think about this. What kind of ambassador are you? When we think about the ambassador that left heaven and came to earth and laid down his life for us, paid our sin debt, and then went and is seated at the right hand of the throne of grace, the best ambassador. than ever was. He left us here to be ambassadors of himself. It's been preached that we should be that to our neighbors, but let me take and bring it a little bit farther home for every one of us and each one of us. And, you know, we need to be mom and dad's ambassadors in our home. You know, our children are there watching us. And again, we got that idea sometimes that that's just for when we walk outside the door for the neighbors. That we walk outside the door, or maybe, you know, in our job, we ought to be ambassadors for many of you, a lot of staff here in our church. We're only ambassadors to everyone else who's outside the church. It doesn't matter how we treat each other. We're only ambassadors. We only have to treat people that think like us. Only the conservatives are people who we should be ambassadors to. No, folks, we have a job to do. And think about some of the foreign lands that our country sends ambassadors to. And they're not there necessarily to change that country to be just like us. They're there to represent the United States for what we stand for, to be a witness of who we are and for what we've been. And for the Lord Jesus Christ, when we're an ambassador to him, we often go into foreign lands. Sometimes we go into foreign territory. Maybe it's across the street, a brand new development. Maybe it's a brand new job. Maybe it's just some different situation that we've never been in. I think about our ambassadorship that we know, what a witness, what an opportunity to be an ambassador. We'll leave here today, and our choices leaving the building, there are some things that really, you know, touch my heart, preacher. There's some things I could work on. Well, you know, we have an altar call, and I know that we think that maybe this altar is a place that, you know, no, it's a place ambassadors should go. Amen. It's a place to fall down on our knees and talk to the one that called us to be ambassadors and to say, hey, Lord, I've not been the ambassador that I ought to be. Maybe I haven't always shown that to my children. Maybe I haven't always shown that to my neighbor. Maybe I haven't always, I mean, we could go through the list of what was preached tonight. But coming to the altar is not something showy. It's not something, but again, it's something to alter us, to make us better ambassadors, to make us make a commitment. I think we live in a day and age where Christianity, or let's just say ambassadorship, I expect someone that's an ambassador of our country to be passionate about America. Amen. So if I'm going to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ, I should be passionate about the things of Christ. Amen. And sometimes when we stand idle after we hear a sermon or God moves in our heart and we stay put, you say, well, I have passion. I'm not sure what it would take to stir you up. I don't know what kind of fire it would take underneath of you for you to get a fire in your heart. I'm not sure what kind of, you know, I wouldn't want fire to fall from heaven. You know, that's the best place for fire to start is inside of you. Amen. And usually that takes making a commitment to God. That usually takes God put the Holy Spirit, convicted the heart. I step out and make a commitment to him. And all of a sudden, I've opened a place. You know, every good fire has to have some air. You got to open up some holes to let wind blow through that thing to really get a fire going. And sometimes we're so closed off to the things of God. We think we're on fire. We make a commitment, but we don't ever punch holes for the Holy Spirit to blow in on our lives. We don't make commitments to let him and watch the fire rage inside of us. He said, it's been a long time. Folks, sometimes we think, oh man, preacher, you want me to go preach to the nations. No, so when was the last time you had fire in your own personal devotions? Where your heart burned because you read the Bible and you've again, passion was displayed tonight as an ambassador for someone who was passionate about what the Lord had done for him. Listen, folks, when the world sees us have that kind of compassion because what God has done for us, they go, I've never had that kind of compassion. I've never had that moving in my spirit. Why? Because their spirit's dead. It's never been quickened and made alive by Jesus Christ. Listen, if you're here tonight and you don't know the ambassador that came from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that came from heaven and died on Calvary for you, that left heaven and set down his crown, who became a servant. You know, an ambassador is just a servant. Sometimes we all want a position and a big name. And an ambassador is a good name, right? But Jesus probably wouldn't put that name on himself. He said, I'm a servant. Folks, tonight, whatever God has spoken to your heart about, please do business with God. If you're here and you don't know Christ, come and meet the one that died on Calvary and say, I mean, died so that you could be set free from your sin, death and hell. The one that went to Calvary, laid down his life, and then rose up again. The greatest difference between every other religion has an ambassador that they hold high. But there's only one that laid down his life and took it back up again, and his name is Jesus Christ. With heads bowed and eyes closed tonight, as we stand to our feet and the musicians come, if God spoke to your heart tonight, don't wait for the music to begin. Step out and do business with God. Punch some holes so the fire will burn. Tonight, if you're here and you're lost, you don't know for sure if you spend eternity in heaven, would you meet me in the front? As Brother Bert sings, I'll meet you right here in the front, and we'll take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all, all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all, all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Would you bow your head with me tonight? If you're here and you don't know Christ, this is an invitation, an opportunity for you to step out and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He came to earth, left his home in heaven, died on Calvary, and rose again to pay your sin debt. He was sinless. He didn't come to die for his own sin. He came to die and pay for yours. And because of that, you have a home in heaven if you accept him as your Savior. Tonight you have an opportunity to do that. If you're here and you want to be baptized because you've been saved and you want to step out in obedience, you can do that tonight. Whatever God is speaking to your heart about tonight, you step out and do that as Brother Bert sings.
All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior, wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know thy power divine. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen. That was a good message for us tonight. Amen. I hope you did whatever God asked you to do, and again, that you'll follow through with it. You know, many of us make promises to God, and God, he keeps his end of it all the time, doesn't he? And he's always there to help us. Sometimes we just, you know, our job is the turning back to him. You know, he's always there for us. He's always there to hook on to us and help us. And so tonight, again, that great ambassador, we ought to be ambassadors, but a lot of time we need that ambassador on a daily basis to help us, amen, be the ambassador that we ought to be. So let's walk with him, and it's a good message for us. Brother Ben made a statement. I just want you to know his message was supposed to be 3 minutes tonight. So by percentage, I'm just saying who's longer. All right, amen. We do have a meeting tonight for our teenagers. If you're going to be going to Mount Salem, please meet us over in the fellowship hall, and we'll have a quick meeting and then separate really quick, our guys and our girls, and have a talk there. We do appreciate everybody. Pray for the ministry this week. A lot going on. Pray for the election. And then put feet to your prayers if you live in Haines City. Amen. Let's pray as we're dismissed. Dear Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. God, we thank you for just how good you are to us, Lord, that you not only saved us, but you gave us a job to do and to be ambassadors for you. Lord, help us to be the best ambassadors we can be this week as we leave this place. Help us to come back at the appointed time in our church with our church family this Wednesday night. In Jesus' name, amen.